Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Pausori Widyastudy, an international student at the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center.
Pausori Widyastudy.
All right.
Now, you have recently been awarded a scholarship. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So the scholarship, it's called All Iowa Academic Team Scholarship. It's for a student who has a good GPA and active, you know, on campus. And also, because I'm a PTK member, it's a national honor, I guess. Yeah, so.
And you're an international student. Can you tell us what it's like going to school here in Washington?
Yeah. Well, actually, I was an exchange student 3 years ago. I went to Washington High School, and then my program ended, so I got to go back to Indonesia. And then my host family, Roger and Lori Adams, they invited me back to continue my education here. So that's where I got an opportunity to study at Kirkwood. And it's really nice that they have a campus in Washington, so it's pretty close to where I live. And it's kind of challenging, I guess, you know, because English is not my first language, and yeah, but it's pretty cool. I get to meet lots of different people here. I work with high school student and homeschooled student and traditional college students, so it's pretty cool.
Interesting. And what was it like to try to apply to come back to the United States? Was that pretty challenging as far as the paperwork's concerned?
Yeah, it was pretty hard, especially when I have to have a certain kind of visa. You know, I have my F1 visa right now. It's a student visa. And with that visa, I can't have off-campus job, so that's why I work at Kirkwood. But yeah, it was kind of, I didn't think that I would make it. I didn't think that I was going to have that visa, because when I came to the United States as an exchange student when I was in high school, the government helped me to get that visa. But at that time, when I applied to be an international student at Kirkwood, it's just me and my host family, so it's kind of different.
And what do you hope to do after your time at Kirkwood? Is there a fashion motivation here that I've heard about?
Yes, I actually have applied to Fashion Institute of Technology in New York City and also Iowa State University, because they have a major that I wanted to go to. It's Fashion Business and Merchandising, so I'm hoping I'll get accepted, but I haven't heard anything back from them. So.
And ultimately, what do you hope to do? Do you hope to work in the United States, or do you hope to go home, or?
I actually want to stay here because, you know, I have my family here and friends, and yeah, but it all depends if I can have a job here, and of course, if I can get a work visa, maybe, so.
And what are some of the things that you miss about Indonesia?
The food, and of course, my family.
Do you cook any of your native food for your host family?
Sometimes, but the food is pretty different, and my host family, they don't really, you know, into that kind of type of food, because Indonesia is a tropical country, so we eat lots of fish, and yeah, that kind of stuff.
I'm sure it's hard to get some of those ingredients here.
Right.
What do you really like about Iowa?
It's really clean in here compared to where I live, and there's no traffic. Yeah, and just lots of space. So that's why I love being here. It just makes me relax.
And what was it like to hear that you had been selected for this academic team?
I was pretty surprised because they only select, I think it was 6 students, 2 from Iowa City campus, 2 from Cedar Rapids campus, and then 2 from regional centers. And there are many centers that Kirkwood has here. It's like 6 or 8 different centers. So I wasn't expecting that I would get this, because I know that many students will apply, and yeah, but we got it, so I'm pretty grateful for that.
That's been today's Washington Page with Pissori Whittiastudi, an international student at the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.